KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies and 17 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Authorities in Morgan County, Colorado have arrested a Council Bluffs woman following a chase that involved collisions with several law enforcement vehicles. According to the Omaha World-Herald, 34-year-old Dawn Scott was being held on $100,000 bond and faces charges of reckless driving, reckless endangerment, second-degree assault of a police officer, and child abuse. Scott was also wanted for failure to appear in Sarpy County, Nebraska District Court on March 11th to face charges of willful reckless driving, attempt of a felony, and operation of a vehicle to avoid arrest. Authorities in Morgan County, Colorado say that Scott ran a stop sign in Brush, Colorado and refused to stop for a police officer. The ensuing chase with a child in Scott's vehicle involves collisions with the woman's vehicle and between those of several law enforcement vehicles from at least three different agencies, but there were no injuries reported. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Police in Red Oak responded to a two-vehicle accident Monday afternoon. The accident happened in the 700 block of West 2nd Street when 22-year-old Lorena Olarte Hernandez of Red Oak was backing her 1999 Dodge Dakota out of a parking space and into the street. In the process, her pickup hit a 2005 Ford Taurus driven by 50-year-old Shelley Shuffler of Red Oak. There were no injuries reported. Olarte Hernandez was issued a warning for unsafe backing. He was also cited for operation of a motor vehicle with no driver's license and a citation for failure to provide security against liability accident related. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $4,200 altogether. The Cass County Sheriff's Department says a Manning resident was arrested Sunday afternoon after he called to report his vehicle was stuck in the mud. Well, as it turns out, the same vehicle was the subject of a brief pursuit that same afternoon. Officials say 20-year-old Russell Erickson of Manning faces numerous charges, including eluding, trespassing, reckless driving. Erickson was cited for leaving the scene of an accident, failure to maintain control, and failure to use headlights. He was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that same day on $1,000 bond. The incident that resulted in his arrest began when Erickson's vehicle was pursued by a Cass County Sheriff's deputy at around 1:50 p.m. Sunday near Dallas Road and Olive Street. During the pursuit, Erickson's vehicle became stuck on Dunbar Road and the driver left the scene. The driver, who was later identified as Erickson, called the communications center to report the vehicle had gotten stuck, but upon investigation, deputies discovered it was related to the chase and took Erickson into custody. In other news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Monday of 23-year-old Jesse James Flowers of Arion, Iowa. Flowers was taken into custody on two district court warrants for probation violation. He was being held in the Cass County Jail on $10,000 bond. In an update to a story we first told you about on March the 8th, officials in Harlan report they've experienced a high number of sick raccoons this winter and early spring. Callers to the Harlan Police and Animal Control Departments are reporting raccoons out in the broad daylight acting sick and or disoriented. City officials have not, however, received any reports of the animals biting or attacking humans. Authorities say the raccoons are infected with canine distemper, which does not pose a risk to humans. Even so, residents are being urged to leave the animals alone and not attempt to help them, even if they appear docile. Many of the sick raccoons have been picked up and euthanized to prevent the spread and progression of the disease, which has been confirmed by ISU's veterinary diagnostic lab. Distemper is spread by shared bodily excretions. Unvaccinated dogs are at risk, according to experts, and need to be vaccinated to prevent the disease from affecting those animals. Raccoons are attracted to food sources such as pet food, grill droppings, bird seed, trash, and compost. Officials recommend you discard those items and not invite the animals to your home in that manner. During the early stages of the illness, the raccoon may look calm and approachable, while days later it becomes disoriented and weak. And at that point, they're usually able to be caught by trained personnel. The sick raccoons are unlikely to find their way into live traps as they lack the coordination to do so. Again, the officials in Harlan recommend that dog owners have their animals vaccinated against canine distemper. You should also keep them from roaming free and keep dogs from strange animals. If you encounter a sick raccoon, you can call the City of Harlan at 755-5137, or after hours, call the Harlan PD at 755-5151, but do not attempt to capture or dispose of the animals yourself. News time is 712.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Mark Heckman Sr., age 65, of Cumberland, died Thursday. Celebration of life services for Mark Heckman Sr. will be today at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Glendora Lumpkin, age 89, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Glendora Lumpkin will be held today at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Teresa Osborne, age 44, of Marion, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Teresa Osborne will be held today at 10:30 at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Steve Nelson, age 71, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in California. Funeral services for Steve Nelson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alton Madsen, age 85, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Alton Madsen will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Shirley Morey, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shirley Morey will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Laura Garrett, age 100, of Stewart, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Laura Garrett will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in rural Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Jim Burnett, age 76, of Earlham, died Sunday at the Madison County Hospital. A memorial service for Jim Burnett will be on Friday at 5 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Donna Gibson Landsman, age of Harlan, died Sunday at her home. Services for Donna Landsman are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Alex Ohl, age 34, of Manning, died at his group home in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Alex Ohl is pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. And in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency.